Hey, welcome back, Pubcasters. This is the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. This is your host, Tim Hunzi. We are continuing our end-of-the-year mashup episodes, some of y'all's favorites, where we ask our guests the same question and bring you our favorite answers. Today, we're asking what our guest's favorite office hack is. You know, that thing they can't keep out of their workflow to help keep their days going? Our first guest is Katie Kirkhover with BMG, where she hits on both taking care of herself physically and also prioritizing her day to know what she needs to get done.
One is exercise, which I know you do. My coach is like, I can't have cortisol building up in you and then you freaking out and, you know, calling me with a panic attack. So A, it's exercise. But also, I have a Remarkable. I take it to every meeting. It's a digital notebook. I am not endorsed by them at all. I'm just a huge fan. I literally have, you know, this is my organization for everything. In the morning, you know, if I don't take at least a half hour to really look at my day and try to plan, my day is gone. I have no control over what's happening anymore. It pulls me and honestly, it kicks my ass all day. So if I don't take that time in the morning to understand, hey, what are the things that I have to get done today? Because my inbox is never empty. My text messages are never all read. I can't get through all of it. But what I do have the ability to do is understand what the priorities are. And then that helps me, that time in the morning really helps me, or at night right before I go to bed, really helps me make sure that my day is that I'm in a little bit more control of my day.
Our next guest is Tim Reynolds with Big Machine, who discusses his need for apps as well as dual screens to help keep his day flowing.
Oh man, I mean, I'm a heavy like ChatGPT and Notion user. Between those two tools, couldn't do without them. In terms of hardware, I've got like a dual screen, dual monitor setup. One's like a nice, you know, horizontal. The other is a vertical. Ooh. Huge fan of the vertical for both short form videos and spreadsheets.
I bet that's
and really Google useful. Docs. I'm too many things. Big into Google Docs. So a nice long Google Doc on a vertical monitor, can't live without that.
Next up, we have Randy Montana, hit songwriter, who talks about just daring to be stupid, going for it, swinging big, and seeing what happens.
Some days it's awesome. It's like, I think we all obviously want to change the world with a song, but some days it's awesome to write something silly and stupid. I don't know what it is. It's freeing. Just if it's flowing, it's flowing. Like just going with whatever is like, even if it's, you know, even if it's if like this thing's never going to get cut in a million years, but this, like, I like this idea, even if it's the stupidest thing ever, even or the other side of the coin, maybe it's the darkest thing ever. You know what I mean? It's like, Yeah. You know what? Just go with it. Just write it. And it's just, I love those days. You know what I mean? I like doing a demo and being like, nobody's ever going to cut this, because sometimes they do get cut. You know what I mean? Like, there was a song I wrote that was Riley Green recorded it. It's an old song. Wrote it with my buddy Dan Isbell, and we wrote it back in our Sony days. It was a two-way. We wrote it in an hour and a half, and it was like the chorus is literally talking to Earl, and it's like the chorus is all it is when I hear you bitch at me, it makes me think of all the places I'd rather be, and that's all it is. And it was just like, you sit there and you write that and you're like, nobody's ever going to cut this song. And lo and behold, you know, 6-7 years later, Riley Green's like, I love that. I'm going to record that.
And next up, we have Dickie Sands with Gigs, who discusses her favorite piece of technology that she has learned to use. I'll let her tell you what it is.
Best hack I've found recently is called Superhuman. If you have Gmail or Outlook or any email, it goes into Superhuman and it is the best way to get through your emails throughout the day. There are all these different keys that you can push. There's auto reminders, auto drafts. And I mean, just try it out for yourself. Superhuman is the best thing that has happened to me.
And our final guest, we have hit producer, A&R guy, publisher, Scott Hendricks, who, of course, being the tech nerd that he is, talks about his very much beloved headphones that he cannot live without in the studio to listen to mixes and recording.
I can tell you what I can't live without, and that is my Grado headphones.
You have a wicked set of headphones.
I have the most wicked set of headphones on the planet. I live in these. I mean, and they're comfortable all day long, and I love Grado, the people at Grado. But I listen to Signature HB100 SEs, and they're not cheap, and I have an headphone amplifier, but I hear things in those I cannot hear in speakers, no matter what speakers I've got. I hear things in speakers I can't hear in those as well, so it's both ways. But that's the one thing that if I go on into a studio, you'll find those with me every single time, no matter what it is I'm doing, because if I don't have those, I'm surely going to miss something that I won't miss if I've got those on. They are my super ears.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.